Geek Out! Woo! Hello, and thank you everyone for listening to yet another episode of our Geek Out podcast. My name is Spaniard, also known as Eddie, and with me, as always, returning from the Iron Throne itself, Tisa Bobisa.
A Lannister always repays his debt, Spaniard. And yes, I am so pumped because yesterday, as we all know, Game of Thrones came back to HBO.
Meh.
So excited. So I am ready for today's episode.
Yes.
I am ready to just roll out all this exciting stuff that we have lined up for you guys tonight.
We have a jam-packed episode, mainly because we both had a lot going on last week. Unfortunately, we couldn't get our schedules together, so we do apologize. But we do promise, as always, amazing content, and of course, our, you know, charisma, our laughter, and of course, you know, our side jokes inside. So let's just go ahead and roll right into it. Let's just start with it, because I know you're not going to be able to hold, even though we have it second on our list, especially after the epic orchestra we heard. As you stated, Game of Thrones Season 8, the last season of the televised Game of Thrones series that has been going on for quite a while now, is ending, and it is now live on HBO. You saw it. You're a huge fan, amongst hundreds of millions of others. What are your thoughts? How are you feeling? Let's just roll right into that. Go.
Oh, man. So I take Game of Thrones so serious that I've actually dismembered my Facebook page.
Yep.
I will not turn it back on until the season and the series ends. I am not going to take any chances, Spaniard, because so help me God. If someone does a spoiler for me, I did not read all of the books. I only read the first book and a half.
Oh.
But I love this series so much. Mm-hmm. I do. And I can't wait to see how it unfolds as they wrap up the end and everything like that. Love the actors, love the whole entire realm of Game of Thrones. And call me crazy, Spaniard, but guess what my favorite house out of all the houses are?
The houses?
Like, what family? Like,
oh,
who's my favorite family?
I would have to say the Starks.
No.
What?
Wrong.
What?
You don't believe me?
No, I believe you.
No. My favorite family is the Lannister family.
Really?
Absolutely. Really? Absolutely.
Hmm.
Because I feel that their family brings so much to the table as far as the story and keeping it interesting. Everything really revolves around the Starks and the Lannisters, right? And everybody
else
kind of falls in place around that.
In between, yeah.
And I'm not going to do any spoilers, so all of you guys listening, if you're watching Game of Thrones, if you're catching up, if you're behind, don't worry, I'm not going to do any spoilers because, like I said, I take it way too seriously. But, yes, the series came back. Season 8, Episode 1 aired last night. Amazing moment that I waited 2 years for.
Two! Holy.
Way too long. But, you know, Game of Thrones fans, we've been waiting forever. That episode didn't, you know, it didn't disappoint. I loved it. It gave me everything I needed. I'm excited to see what's to come. So, I can't wait. And so, this season only has 6 episodes, Spaniard.
Right. And that's actually what I was just going to ask you. So, first, this is done episodically weekly. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that way the suspense goes through and you can go there. Okay. I just want to make sure. I thought so. I've watched the first season. I do enjoy it, but I've already read the books, and I feel like it was nowhere near a comparison, but I do believe it is a great adaptation from just what I've seen. So will I watch it? Probably eventually, but definitely it's one of those things that I feel like I will enjoy it once the hype is all gone, because like you said, everyone, like, if I was in the middle of reading these books and on social media listening, I'd be pissed.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
super, yes. Pissed, because everybody,
why I quit. Ooh. You remember, Spaniard, I was not on social media for like 3.5-4 years, dude.
Years,
like, I was
people.
Gone. Years.
Years.
Some of you can't even go 3 hours without looking at your fucking Facebook page. Listen, bitch, I was gone for 4 years because I was so pissed that so many people ruined so many shows for me. Right. Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, like big TV shows for me. Like, and I had so many people ruin things. Who does this? Like, why do you think it's a good idea to watch an episode and go, oh, I've got to post this on my...
Because it's huge. That's why. It's one of those... It's probably, I would say, next to Walking Dead, and probably the most recent one that I could think of, Lost, right? Where every Lost episode... it was so crazy what happened. And people were so derived. And you know what it does it to is the characters. If the characters are so good and you have such a connection with them, when something happens, you're just like, oh, this happened, you know? Yeah. So it's just,
you get like emotionally attached to these characters.
And right.
When something happens, you're like,
right. Whoa. Exactly. Exactly. So, and that brings me to my next one. So this is obviously the shortest season of all of them. And would you say, are you disappointed that there's only 6 episodes after such a long wait? Or do you not care as long as the 6 episodes give you, like, a bigger punch?
I feel like I give you yes to both of those questions, because I was a little upset because obviously I want to enjoy it as long as I can.
Uh-huh.
However, if the episodes... like you said, just fucking pack it in and give me just so much whiplash from all the action, I will be forgiving. But knowing Game of Thrones in this series, they tend to follow a trend. Each season kind of builds up to that epic point, you know, and then you get the end, the season finale, and you're just like, your face is like it got blown off with a shotgun. Your
yes.
face is all over the place. Your mm-hmm. jaw is under the coffee table. Your eyeballs are on the wall behind you. So it's just, you know, you got all kinds of stuff going on in that season finale. Will they follow that same trend? I don't know. Only time will tell. But hopefully, since it's a shorter season, they will, you know, give you everything they've got.
Right. So. Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So... before we move on, because we have a ton of topics, is there something in particular that you yourself, maybe not just as, because you've only said you've read a book and a half. I've read them all. I'm still waiting for fucking George R. R. Martin to finish the goddamn series. But I don't blame him, because he's literally sitting on his ass getting so much money. What's the rush, right? What's the rush? That's the whole reason why they're actually ending the series, is because, like, you know, they have nowhere to go for it, and they can't detail what's in the books, especially if once they get towards the end, there's no more books to go off of, even though the story is continuing on. So, but what would you say, you as yourself, what do you need, or what are you seeking from this last season to make it for you? Because I know you're a huge fan of it. To say, like, man, you know what? I'm happy with that whole series together. Because, you know, sometimes we get those series where they're so good for so long, and then when it gets towards the end, you're like, fuck, that sucks. Because you grow such an attachment. So what are your woes or what are you wanting out of this? Without any spoilers.
Well, okay, yes. I'm going to be very careful not to do any spoilers right now to answer this question.
Like last week!
But those of you who watched the show and are currently caught up to the point and you're watching it with me in season 8, you will completely understand what I'm about to say, as I'm super cryptic in what I'm about to say. But I feel like what I'm searching for in the end of this series is I just want just a few things. I just want some unfinished business to be resolved.
Okay.
I want justice.
Oh, I love justice.
And I want like a good king on the throne.
Well, without spoiling anything, I can say two of the three things you mentioned you may or may not receive. So we'll just move it right along.
Well, on the flip side of that, yes. though, Spaniard, I will say that being that I'm such a huge Lannister fan,
yes,
I will be forgiving if I don't get those things if it's done well.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If it's just like, holy shit, like, that was crazy. You know, like, I would be all right. I think okay. I would be all right. So it just depends on how it plays out. And mm-hmm. But I'll be honest with you. I've never seen a series that I've committed to all the way to the end that I was happy with the ending. Like, I've never seen anything, like a movie series, a TV series. Nothing really ended well for me. The only
really?
One that, yeah, like, the only one that I was somewhat okay with was Harry Potter. And even then, it was just like, it was all right, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean,
I can agree with the Harry Potter because they fucked that. I'll say it. I don't care. They fucked that fight scene. Like, Jesus.
Yeah, that movie. But in the book, though, it was decent.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was beautifully detailed. But, that's really interesting. We're going to talk a little bit about...
attached to the characters and you just don't want to let go, so maybe that's my issue, really.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about endings a little bit further into the episode here, but let's go ahead and we'll just dive right into the next one that we have here. So we have a couple games that we want to talk about. One that I want to talk about on the last episode, we didn't have enough time. On the other one, it kind of correlates to a game we were talking before, and then another one to kind of match it. So I picked up at the end of last month in March, Yoshi's Crafted World, and oh my God, it is so much fun. Like, I highly recommend it, Tisa Babisa. You and the girls will, like, absolutely love this one. It's so much fun, and the coolest part is that, like, my wife, she loves Yoshi. So this was a no-brainer. But
I love Yoshi, too, and so does Aaron. We all love Yoshi.
But Yoshi in this, like, the way the world is done, it's pretty much like in a arts and crafts world. Like, everything is, like, cardboard and paper and mache.
What? Like,
and it's
Paper
so,
Mario?
Yeah, exactly. And it's so cool the way they do it. And the co-op is so fluid. There's a couple parts where you get annoyed because, like, they have a lot of stuff where you can, like, do it together, and you're like, damn it, I just want to do my own thing. But I will say, from the last co-op experience that me and my wife had, which was Donkey Kong, you know how much I bitched about Donkey Kong, okay?
The whole time, Spaniard.
Exactly.
All the way to the bitter end.
This one, so much better. The controls are really solid, very fluid. The co-op stuff is so good. And it's like my wife and I are communicating the whole time. We're now like, fucking motherfucker, you know, because it's stupid. We can't grab onto the stupid fucking branch because we have to press a button. So this one, it's a little more easygoing, and there's a lot of props to finishing. My wife and I were both 100 percentile people, which is one of the biggest reasons why I love her. Because you know me, I have to 100% everything.
Yeah,
so we'll
you guys
go through.
Extra.
Exactly. And with this, like, when you do 100%, you get so much value. It's not like you just get a little reward. You get, like, so much more. There's these little costumes that act as, like, shields, if you would. And, like, Yoshi puts on these costumes. So there's, like, one where he's a boat. I just got this new one where he's a dinosaur, like a skeleton. And
it gives you,
like, extra armor. So if you get hit, you don't lose life. You just lose a piece of armor. And it's so good because the more stuff you get, the more sunflowers you receive. And sunflowers is, like, your currency along with some coins. So it's, like, really good. I highly recommend it. Really, really cute game. I'm excited for when my wife comes back this upcoming weekend, birthday weekend, so I can go ahead and play some more. Because we actually just finished the first world, and holy shit, it was, like, so good. It's a really fun game, I have to say. So I highly recommend it. Highly, highly recommend it.
Oh, well, it sounds awesome. And anything Yoshi is a win for me, because anytime I get a choice of playing Yoshi, I always do it. And it's so funny because Aaron and I, we actually argue over who gets to play Yoshi in any of our games. Like, if we want to play, you know, Mario Party or Super Smash Brothers or Mario Kart. It's like we're racing who can select Yoshi first.
Right. Yeah, it's so, a very, very cool
this
character.
This game seems really cute, so yeah, there is something I might pick up.
There is a demo, so definitely pick up the demo. That's what I love about Nintendo. They have so many demos, too, so you can try. It's very rare you can get that nowadays. So pick up the demo, try it out. Highly, highly recommend it. So a game we talked about on our last episode quite a bit. Actually, we did for our theme. We went into because it was a huge hype, Borderlands 3. I'm only going to bring it up just because of this upcoming game coming in May. Okay, and the reason I want to bring this up is because I've read a really solid article on the two games and where we move forward from here. So Borderlands 3, we talked about it. I'm super hyped. I was like, holy shit, this is really cool. I'm so stoked. And then they had a release date. It's coming out September this year, September 13th, I believe. So I'm like, that's plenty of time. That's plenty of time for me to get some old games out of the way. I can go ahead and do there. But then I started reading this article because we talked about this game, Rage 2, when it was released at E3 of last year. And it just blew us away. We were like, holy shit, this game looks like Borderlands, but like, it's not. And then it's like this other game, but it's not. And we were just like, holy shit, right? Like the moves that they had, the guns, the crazy, the wild aspect to it, and the open world. So I was reading about it, and a lot of people are upset because of Borderlands 3 release date. And the reason they're upset is because it's actually not going to launch on Steam day one. It's going to launch 6 months on Steam afterwards. It's going to launch first on Epic Games. And a lot of people are upset about that, which me personally, I don't give a shit. Because I've bought in plenty of games that are not on Steam, you know, separate platforms or whatever like that, and still enjoy the hell out of them. But my issue now is...
That's true. Yeah, I could see how people get upset, but... I mean, if you have a PC, just get Epic Games. Shit, you know how many freaking platforms I have on my PC? Shut the front door. I got like 5 already.
Exactly. Please. Yeah, like you have Origin from the EA games, right? If you like Mass Effect or Dragon Age. I have GOG, right? I have GOG. And GOG is where I got... The only reason I have GOG is because of Witcher 3. That was the only place they had it originally. And I'm like, I would not rebuy or get... Witcher 3 on Steam because it wasn't on Steam. Like, I wanted to fucking play that game, and I got to play, and it was still freaking amazing. So
can't forget Battle.net.
Yes, right? Battle.net. Yeah, that's another one. So it's like...
Like I said, we got several on here. You just get it where you can get it. It plays the same. Who cares? You know?
Exactly. But here's the thing. So now, with this whole thing, it made me think, because you know me, like, I really wanted to... I really thought Devil May Cry 5 for me was a day one buy. However, you know, I had to save some money looking at it, and I really want Mortal Kombat. Like, it comes out in a couple weeks. I'm super stoked. I'm a huge Mortal Kombat. I'm like, I just feel like that $60 is better well spent on that. But now I'm thinking about it, too, and I read this article. Like, people were all talking in this forum about Borderlands 3 and Rage 2, and it brought up a lot of sense. Both games, although they're very different, they have a similar flair of that wild atmosphere type thing. But for me, I started thinking, I'm like, you know what? I almost forgot about Rage 2 because I was so hyped for Cyberpunk, but I feel like Rage 2 actually holds my interest more than Borderlands 3. And I was interested to talk to you about it because you were saying, well, I don't really know. Like, you're a huge Borderlands person, but now you're like, well, you know, I think I can weigh on Borderlands 3, you know, like, but like that. But
well, here's the thing. I mean, I still play Borderlands 1, and it's still good, in my opinion. Like, even though it's a little outdated, I still enjoy it just as much today as it did when it released. So, I mean, here's the thing with that. Like, I've already played Borderlands. It doesn't seem like it's that far off from the original games that it makes me want to buy the newer one. So Rage just looks like something awesome that I want to try something different, you know.
Right.
For me as a gamer, I just want to play different things. Who the hell wants to play, you know, buy the same shit that you already have? So for me, Mortal Kombat isn't a buy for me because I already have MKX that I bought last year. So I don't need MK11, even though it has a couple of bells and whistles.
Oh.
It's not something that I'm going to be like, all right, I got to buy this. No, I already, you know what I mean? So that's why I feel that way about Borderlands and why I'm leaning more towards Rage 2. you know, so it's just on your perspective and your personal interests. But yeah, if I had to pick between the two, totally picking Rage 2.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's where I'm more leaning towards now, because I'm still definitely going to get Devil May Cry. I just have to get it. I will. Trust me. It's like if Mortal Kombat wasn't coming out, I would have already gotten it. I would have. I'm a huge Mortal Kombat person. I love Mortal Kombat. So this one just looks.
I feel you, man, because you haven't bought an MK in a while. So right. You got to have that one. Because I mean, if I knew MK11 was gonna be what it is, I would have waited. I wouldn't have bought MK10. I would have waited for 11. But you know, it is what it is.
Right. It looks so good. Okay. I wanted to bring that up because right now I'm like, wow. Now I'm thinking, yeah, I think I'm just going to get Rage 2. I just think I'm going to have a lot of fun with that game. So,
hey, speaking of games, really quick, yes. I forgot to bring this up to you. So I know that you guys know I'm obsessed with Dead by Daylight.
Yes.
And there is a new Survivor that released a couple weeks ago, and it is Ash Williams from Ash versus the Evil Dead, which is a TV show. Super stupid, scary, funny kind of series. A friend of mine from work, Ben, he's a listener to the podcast as well, and he is obsessed with Ash Williams from Ash versus the Evil Dead. So he was super hyped that he was a survivor on Dead by Daylight, and I'm like, dude, get him so we can play. He has some pretty cool perks. Because all the survivors play differently on that game, so I might actually play him myself, because if Ben takes forever, then I might just get him, because it's just so cool that they add new killers in survivors. So
I was just gonna say that, because like it's very rare these days, right, that a game gets continuous support. It's very rare, which is why I absolutely love Warframe. Like, since day one, those developers and designers have been consistently updating that game, bringing more content, adding story, and it's a free game, mind you. Like,
love free.
Oh, it is, like, and then, but just hearing that, because I know you love the game. Like, you absolutely love this game, because it's literally all I ever see you play. Nothing else. I saw you play Devil May Cry once while we were on here on our Discord, but... that's all I say. But that is so cool that they still continue to support. Like, I was even shocked when they had that new DLC. Whoa, my God! Jesus! Let me turn on the light. I'm scared. Jesus.
I tried to mute it, but I couldn't get it in time.
My God. I'm just seeing our viewers who are driving right now, like, just fucking swerving on the highway. Watching this at night, just fucking jumping up, like taking a shower, and they just like drop the soap. Fuck! Like, Jesus. We apologize in advance, people. Holy fuck. So, anyways. Yes.
What you were saying before you were so rudely interrupted.
Yes. So, no, like, we brought up the DLC for with the mask and stuff, and it was like the stealthier killer that came out. I was shocked. I was like, holy shit, they're still making content for this game, and then now you're saying now like they have new survivor. Yeah, so that's really cool. I think that's really cool, so I'm glad you brought that up. You know, it's always good to show support on continuing, especially ones that you enjoy, which is I'm sure that's the whole reason they keep doing that. So before we go into this trailer, because we have some other trailers, this is a topic we haven't talked about in like forever, because we know a big part of our fan base is more on the video games, more on the movie side, and, you know, there are some anime fans there. But I feel like we haven't talked about anime in forever, so I just kind of wanted to touch on some, because I'm on vacation. Thank the heavens, okay? I needed this so fucking bad, so bad. And I miss anime, because anime is, like, something you have to dedicate yourself to. There's so many episodes, so many things. So I started my vacation technically at the end of Friday, which was my last day of my shift. And since then, I have watched 3 new animes and completed them. Well, one is still on simulcast right now because it's being released weekly, but I'm up to speed on it. So I want to talk a little bit about them, and then you want to talk about some endings. Maybe not in particular to anime, but... also how they can be viewed. So the first one that I started watching was Rising of the Shield Hero. super, super cool anime. If you love those animes that are like in game and the characters know that they're in a game, but they still go on like if it's real, you know, kind of like Sword Art Online, right? This is right up your alley. Really cool cast, awesome characters. Love the hero. The hero is so fucking cool. Like, you love this main character and the side characters. Really cool. I heard about it. I'm like, that was the first one I'm going to watch. Watch it. I'm up to date. And then every week, there's a new episode because it's actually continuing on right now. The second one I watched, I was really hesitant about because I heard a lot of good things. No bad things, but everyone says that it's really mature. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it. And it looks like a little kid anime. It's called Made in Abyss, okay? It does start off really cute. And then you're just... And I start thinking, I'm like, what the fuck? Why is this rated mature? Like, what the hell is going on? Not until episode 4 do you realize how fucked up this anime is. It hits you in the feels, Tisa Bobisa.
Oh, shit.
It like, stabs you right in the heart, and it just keeps twisting. And you're just like, oh my Lord. But one of the most adorable and story-driven animes. Even though it's only two main characters, like, you just fall in love with them. When every crazy thing that happens to them too, you are just like, oh my god. Like, your heart is like pounding. You're just like, please, please, please! So it's one of those. I highly recommend it. It's called Made in Abyss. So good. Only one season. They say they're working on a second one, which I'm very, very pleased about. Very cute. Not for kids. I will say that. It looks like a kid anime, but it is not for kids. And then the last one I watched was one that you told me about.
Yes.
And I was like, you know what? Tisa talks about this. And then I saw your avatar. And it made me go, you know what? I have like literally 17 animes on my watch list right now because I'm just like going through them saying what looks cool, what would interest me. And I just picked off some. I don't know if I'll watch all of them or not. But I was like, you know what? Let me watch the Akame ga Kill. So I watched it. And I have to say, because I messaged you and I'm like, I just started it. And I loved how quirky it was. I was not expecting that. I thought it was going to be serious, but I love animes like that. That's why I love Fairy Tail. I love Fairy Tail for that reason. And like, but then here comes the part where you want to jump in. I really enjoyed the entire series, including the ending, but you did not like the ending. So I know we don't have a big fan base as far as like anime. So I feel like we can kind of talk about it a little bit more spoilery kind of. So what is it about endings, good or bad? How did you portray it and how do you feel that moving forward? Not just anime, but also in other things.
Well, for me, I just mentioned to you earlier that it's so funny how the ending is so important for everything that we do. All the books we read, all the TV shows that we watch, the movies that we watch, everything. Everybody, the ending is so important, right? The climax and the ending. Heyo.
Heyo.
But,
But doesn't matter how you start, it's how that it's climax so funny and finish.
How many times have you been told, oh, the ending sucked, right?
Hundreds of times.
Oh, the ending sucked. And then you go watch it and you're like, you know what? That ending wasn't so bad. That person was stoned off their ass. They don't know what they're talking about. You know? So, I mean, I have that's happened to me so many times. I lost count. So a lot of times when people tell me, oh, it sucked or that ending was terrible or whatever, sometimes I agree with them. Sometimes I don't. I always like to form my own opinion.
Right.
But for this anime in particular, it's one of those animes that just has a really strong set of characters. I mean, I don't know about you, but I just really enjoyed every single one of them for different reasons.
Fantastic.
Amazing characters.
Yes.
And I love the guy with the strings.
Oh my god.
He was one of my favorites. Bro was hilarious.
Oh, you know? Yes.
Freaking Incursio, amazing. Yes. You know, so it's like I have all these great characters that I really, really love, and they fight when they fight together. It was very, very rare, which was another downfall. Like, I wanted to see them fight together more often because they were just flawless when they would fight together. But when they showed a lot of scenes where they would fight individually, which is still cool, you know, and I really enjoyed the scenes where they were together at their base, because it's almost like they're a little family, you know?
Yes. Yep.
Which I love. So there's just a lot of great moments in that anime. But the ending for me, the reason why I was just like, eh, like I wasn't crazy about it, but I didn't hate it. It gave you closure. You know, you got what you needed as mm-hmm. far as like the emperor, the empire, how about that freaking Trump card for the little kid? Like,
yes.
What the fuck was that? So, I mean, it's just a lot of like holy shit moments. And then at the end, it was just so much going on that my heart couldn't keep up. And then my God, like I just got so sad, you know, like freaking, what's his name?
Tatsume.
Tatsume. Oh my God. Like, why? It's so rare that a main character in a show of anything doesn't make it to the end. So it just, that to me really killed it for me. Like, I was yes. like, no. You know, spoiler if you're going to go watch it.
That's what I said. Our fan is not too. If you are, then, you know, just we've already said that there may be some spoilers here because we know right. of the audience and stuff like right. that. But I would still watch it. And I found out because I'm the opposite. I actually love the ending. Just like you, I fell in love with the characters. But I will disagree with you about the fighting. I felt I was actually enjoying it more that the fights were so separated, because I felt like it gave each individual fighter a chance to shine, which made me love the characters true. More. I will say, of all the fucking characters, there was one I absolutely hated. I hated one character, and I want you to guess while I go into this next part. So, for me, I love the ending. Because okay. I love, and my wife can vouch for me for this, I love shows that are not afraid to kill off characters. And the reason is because especially when they're so driven, you fall in love with a character, you go that. That's why, like, people love Game of Thrones, because they're, like, become so attached and like, what the hell just happened? Damn it! You know? And then it just comes out of nowhere, right? So for me, I love that, because I feel like they know how to develop, and then the emotions just grow and the characters build. If you keep fucking bringing people back to life or they never die, it's the same old shit.
Green Arrow, that bullshit.
Exactly.
Everybody dies and comes back to life. Fuck that show.
Right. Exactly. So it's just, it's one of those things where, like, I really enjoyed it, and the way it ended for me, like, I felt like it was perfect. I was like, I'm good. But I did hear that the manga series has a completely different ending, which got me excited, because now I can see still the same characters, but in a whole different light of how it ends.
Yes, that's always so exciting, which yeah. is kind of cool.
Yeah, so if you know, watch the anime, if you rather watch anime, take your own, and then if you want to look into a different view of it, watch the manga, or read the manga, and then just do it vice versa, or wherever. I'm going to read the manga, because I really enjoyed it.
Wait. So go back to the character that you hate, because it's been gnawing at me ever since you said it. I want to know.
Take one guess. Just one guess.
Out of the assassins.
The entire main cast, good, evil, you know, from the revolution to the Imperials to the assassins to the, you know, everybody. It was one character. Every time they appeared, I was like, I hate this character.
Dang, that's hard.
I know.
I don't know. Was it Shell, the sweet purple one? The one with the scissors?
No, I love Shell.
She's so sweet.
Oh, I love Shell. She was so good. She was so good. No.
Was it Mine?
Mine was actually my favorite.
Dude, Mine is hilarious.
Mine. All right, it was Boss. It was Boss. I hate Boss. Boss.
Who's that?
Boss. The chick, the leader of the Night Raid. The one with the patch and the fucking metal arm.
Oh yeah, hated her?
I hate Boss. She did nothing. Nothing, people. Like, she even though she said she was weak, she still should have fucking did something, okay? She sat, gave orders, watched people die, did nothing, like, literally nothing the entire series. She shot her arm twice, and that was it. And I was like, this is bullshit. There is a reason you fucking lost that iron arm, and that's because you suck, okay? Like, you suck. I was actually rooting for, was it Ezbeth? Ezbeth, right?
Yep, she's yes. my favorite character. My favorite is General Ezdeth.
I was rooting for that woman the entire time to kill Boss. And I was just like, Jesus. But yeah, I hate it. But all the other characters, love mine, top notch. I was like, this is like that waifu material. Mine.
Oh, yeah.
It was just hilarious. Like, yes.
And so this is a great anime. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
Was great. I enjoyed it. Ezdeth is number one for me just because she's badass. She's hot. She has a really cool power or trump card or whatever, Imperial Arms. Great anime. So if you're looking for something fresh to watch, check it out. I recommend it. Both of us recommend it, apparently.
Yes.
So definitely a good one to watch. But as far as any other animes, you looking forward to anything else? To what's your next one that you're going to start?
The next one I'm going to start tomorrow. It's that one time I was reincarnated to a slime creature. It has a weird title.
That's a very long title.
But I've heard nothing but great things. Nothing but great things.
All right. Well, you'll have to tell us what you think when you watch it and see if it's any
And then
good.
I'm finally going to finish Fairy Tail. I'm sad. I've actually held off on watching Fairy Tail because I know it's over. Like, there's no more. It's done. And I know, I like, it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't want to watch it because I know it's going to end. But at the same time, now I have the time, so I want to watch it. So that's another one that I'm going to finish up. Besides that, I don't know. I put like 17 on my list, so maybe there'll be some surprise ones in there. But that's on my radar for right now. All right, so we probably bored you already if you're not big into anime. But again, we want to talk about some things that we really enjoy. So this one is all you, Tisa Babisa. You are the Batman fan. You are the Joker fan. And we got the teaser trailer for the Joker. There are a lot of mixed feelings about this. What are yours?
Okay, so my immediate reaction when I saw it for the very first time was I was very engaged into the character of the Joker. I feel like it's going to tell a beautiful story. And I was impressed, to be honest with you. It was not what I was expecting. Which I'm not disappointed with that. Sometimes getting something I wasn't expecting is kind of refreshing. And in this case it was, do I feel like it's going to be what other people want? Probably not. Do I think it's going to do well? I think it'll do well. I think it will. I think people are going to be curious enough to watch it. And if they give it a chance, it might, depending on how they do it, it might be a decent, really well-made movie. I don't know. But the way it looks like the direction they're going in is just telling a story about this man, not the Joker, but a man and how he became the most amazing villain of all time. So to me, it's not like this action-packed, crazy, you know, villain movie like kind of what we got with Venom. Right? It was action-packed. It was crazy. He was all over the place. He was killing people. Do I think it's going to be like Venom? No. I think it's going to be a completely different kind of movie. It looks like more like a drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, I know what you mean.
I feel like that was my very first impression of the trailer. I don't think I'm going to hate it. Do I think I'm going to love it? I'd have to watch it, to be honest. I can't even tell you based off of that trailer alone. It looks a little slow. It looks like it's going to be a lot of talking, like you said to me before. I agree with that 100%. But hopefully it's enough to hold our attention and not let us down. Because you can't, you know, with the Joker, it's so important to not only be original, because the Joker's been done so many times by some really great actors, and the different renditions have just blown our minds, right? So, I mean, the stakes are very high for the Joker. And, you know, I had some feedback from some friends that who also watched the trailer, and they're like, I don't know, he's kind of giving me some Heath Ledger-like vibes, like, as far as the approach that they're taking, as far as how he looks, you know? And I don't really I don't really see that. I mean, I do, but I don't. You know, he's very clean and colorful, which Heath Ledger's Joker was not clean and colorful. He was messy. He was greasy. He was dirty. He was not colorful. He had black, nasty crap all over his face. You know what I mean? So it's like, right. I mean, if we're looking 30 years into the future, maybe, like, as far as, like, how the character develops over time, maybe it could be a similar, and who says it can't be something that could connect? We don't know. So it's just, there's not enough there for me to, like, judge. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So what about you?
I'll be completely honest, as I was disappointed that I felt like I was right, where it looks like it's just going to be all talk. For me, because of that, I mean, I still want to watch it because I'm curious. So I will watch it in theaters, because I will give support to DC for trying something different. And I feel like this doesn't feel like, at least from watching the trailer, that it's rushed. And I feel like a lot of the DC movies have been rushed, which is why I love Shazam. I mean, we talked about that before.
Shazam was just so good. Amazing.
Yeah. So it's just like, I feel like they just need to, you know, take their time, especially now since Marvel is, you know, going to be on a break for a long time. So they could just, you know, like, chill and get some stuff out and make it really good. You know, give us good content. Because like we said before, DC has amazing characters. And that's why I'm a little upset, because I wish it was a different villain now. Like, I wish it was Scarecrow, to be honest. Because I feel
it could have been a great movie. But Scarecrow had a lot of attention in the original Dark Knight.
I know. But how many Jokers have we had? We've had so many Jokers within the last 10 years.
But none that really developed the character, though. He was already the Joker. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, with Scarecrow in the original Dark Knight, he was like, all right, I'm this doctor and this and that, and here's my secret operation that I'm doing. So I guess he was already the Scarecrow too. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We'll have to just see.
We will. I'm like, you know what? Like, because it's Joker. We can't say that it's going to be, like, I understand where you're coming from, where it's going to be a story of how and why and what, but it's Joker. It's called Joker. So it's going to be about Joker.
Right.
We need to see Joker. If we don't see Joker, it's going
to
be fucked.
Maybe they're trying to be dramatic. Like, maybe they're just like, because he's such a big character, maybe they're opening up with just this simplicity. Like,
I'm hoping it holds my attention enough, because I'm really afraid I'm gonna be bored. If I'm bored, I'm gonna be so pissed. Be so pissed, because I'm like, this is such a good character. How the fuck do you make this boring? Like, that's what's going through my mind.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's almost impossible to make the Joker boring. So hopefully, if it doesn't make me cry, it better make me, like, I better pee my pants from excitement. I don't know. But, like, something epic better happen to me when I go see Joker.
Yes.
So that wasn't the only trailer we wanted to talk about, though.
So, we, and, you know, everybody, are huge Star Wars fans, except for you Trekkies out there. But, you know what? It's okay. Star Wars is better. Anyways, probably pissed off so many people.
It totally did, but I can't pick. I like both.
I was like, holy fucking shit. Because we knew the Star Wars trailers was upon us. We didn't know when, but we knew. And then the whole Star Wars live event just happened this past week. And we were like, you know, this has got to be it. Lo and behold, bam, the teaser came out, and holy, like, I watched it like 5 times in a row, because it was so good. It made me re-fall in love with Star Wars, because the last Star Wars, you know, The Last Jedi, it was a good movie, but it didn't help the Star Wars fans. It just pretty much, like, put us in the dirt and then took a shit on us. And then try to do a lot of new things, which is fine. You know, you want, it's new, I understand, but it's like, there are just some things that you just, you know, you have to have in Star Wars, and they were just like, no! So, with this, it felt everything from the music to the lightsaber immediately starting at the beginning of the trailer. I was like, yes, you know, to the dramatic effect of it all. And like, holy crap, like, it looked like they were on Tatooine. I don't know if that's where they were, but the sand is huge, okay? It's huge in Star Wars. Like, the sand planets are big. That's where they had a ton of fights. That's where Luke Skywalker was, you know, at. Like, it's just, like, I was like, holy crap. I was so, like, talking about it right now, I am smiling. I cannot wait. And then, the title just blew my mind. And then there was a laugh at the end. Oh my God. And it's just, there's so many, I may join a forum with a bunch of conspiracy Star Wars people to try to figure out.
Don't you dare.
What Sin. The hell is going to happen? Like, what does this mean? What is the rise of Skywalker? It could mean so many things. What did you think?
Wow. Well, you said it all.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm huge in Star Wars. I love, you know,
dude,
our wedding was Star Wars themed. So, you know.
I will say this. The laugh threw me off.
Oh, you know, yes.
Is Palpatine back?
It was a Palpatine laugh. Yes, it was.
You know, how, though?
Oh.
That's the thing. That's the conspiracy that everybody's like trying to figure out.
Yes, there's so many things. How
is it?
Where
is it? You know, what's going to happen with it? So, that is basically what really drew me in was the end, the last 3 seconds of that trailer. Everything else was just amazing, epic Star Wars shit that I was expecting.
Right, right, right.
But that laugh.
What do you think it means, though?
I don't fucking know.
Do you
he's
think
obviously gonna be in the movie somehow?
Do you think Rey is a Skywalker, or do you think that one of the Skywalkers are gonna come back to life?
They didn't explain who she was.
I know, and that's what fucked up The Last Jedi. I said it, people. The Last Jedi was fucked up. They screwed us. They did not, and that's because it wasn't JJ. JJ's back, though, people, so he's going to fix everything. He's going to fix everything for us.
Yeah, they didn't explain who Rey was and what her significance is in the story and her connections to our original characters. We don't know. So, to me, because it's such a mystery, I feel that Rey is a Skywalker.
Okay.
But who knows? Maybe that's what they want us to think.
Right.
And then they're going to throw us a fucking curveball. It's going to leave us pissing our pants in excitement. You know what I mean?
Oh, I trust me. I know what you mean. I've been trying to figure it out. I have literally a notebook here on my desk with different ideas. Some are really bad. Like, if this happens, I will cry. But it could happen. It could really happen.
My
so
God, you're killing me
right it's now. Like, you know, but it was just fun to get because I was really excited for Last Jedi. I really was. And I enjoyed the movie. It as a Star Wars fan, I was disappointed. But, you know, as a movie lover, I really enjoyed the movie. So I can't say it was a bad movie because I would just be, you know, just saying it was bad just because. But it's not the case. I know as a Star Wars fan, it did not meet the Star Wars needs, and all Star Wars fans can agree with it. A lot of them say they will not rewatch that movie, and it's just like, well, it's definitely not my favorite of the most recent ones, but I would definitely watch it over any Jar Jar Binks. That's what I would say. So,
I'm having a hard time, honestly, with the newer movies that are coming out. I still enjoy them. I still like them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's difficult for me because just the first six were my favorite, and now it's just kind of like it they're good, but I feel like they just don't measure up to the original six movies.
You can't beat 4, 5, and 6. No trilogy, except for maybe like Lord of the Rings, has been like a better trilogy and done so well than Star Wars Episode 4, 5, and 6. Like
those movies. Mm-hmm. Those movies I was raised on, like those movies I watched so many times as a kid, and I just, you know what I mean? So,
oh, yeah, I know it.
These movies are great, and I love that they're in the same realm, and I love still being able to see more story, more character, more action and fights and sabers and Sith and Jedi. But it's like, man, you know, Skywalker, freaking Obi-Wan, and you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
Yoda, all these great characters, they're not in these movies. And it just, to me, it's just not the same. And I still love them, but I love Yoda. I love Skywalker. I love Leia. I love, you know, Solo and all these other ones. And we don't have those great characters anymore. They're not in this, they're not as much in the story as, you know what I mean? So that's, yes, that's what's really missing for me, is those characters that made the series so successful.
I hear you.
But I look forward to it still, yes, and I think that it's going to be great. But that's just my opinion on it.
I'm right there with you.
Star Wars, so.
Yeah, we will watch it together. We'll watch it cool. together. So all I even right. got I purposely have not worn these Star Wars shoes, which I posted on Instagram. It's R2-D2 and C-3PO, one of the droids on each shoe, right? And I have not worn them, and I got them for Christmas for my parents. I have not worn them yet because I am waiting to wear them for this movie.
Well, that's awesome, but what if your feet grow? Then you're screwed.
I am turning 32 years old. If my feet grow now, I am fucked, okay? That's all I'll say. If they grow now, I am fucked. Oh, boy. All right, so we got a couple other things before we head off on this episode here. We told you we had a jam-packed episode. So this is also Star Wars related news, but it's more Disney. So Disney Plus, right, which is the Disney, what would you call
Netflix.
It? Yeah, the Disney Netflix. That's a good way to put it.
It's their streaming service.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Streaming service. It's called Disney Plus. We got the first details. So did you hear about the details or no?
I did not hear about them.
All right, I'm going to tell you about them. So, okay, this is actually very smart of Disney. So Netflix recently announced that they are going to start raising their monthly prices from $11 to $13. Everybody knows right. that now. Everybody knows yes. that it's out there. So Disney, okay, they went ahead and they were like, you know what? We're not only going to take your movies away, Netflix, that probably have made you so popular. Because, I mean, let's face it, Netflix has had a ton of Disney stuff, right?
Right.
Like Coco, Moana, the Star Wars, the Avengers movies, Marvel, all that kind of stuff, right? They are like, you know what? It is going to be $6.99, okay, not $699, people. I know Disney's fucking expensive, but $7 per month for Disney Plus, or you can get it for the entire year subscription, just like you can do with Netflix for cheaper, for $70. And
shut the fuck up.
That is fucking amazing. Okay.
That is so cheap. You know they're going to raise that price.
Absolutely. As soon as they get everybody in, day one, they're going to say, huh, got you, motherfuckers. But you know what? I don't care. You want to know why I don't care, Tisa Bobisa? Is because we got to see. Shut up, Rogue. I'm trying to talk. We got to see, okay, some footage, right? And by footage, I mean some standstill pictures of The Mandalorian, which is the series that is pretty much going to be like hand in hand with Disney Plus when it first comes out, which is the Star Wars series based off of the Mandalorian, which is known as a gunfighter, kind of like Boba Fett, Jango Fett, right. You know? And it looks so good. So
just
good.
The pictures. Oh! Human, you know?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And they were talking about all like the Pixar stuff that they're going to have on there, day one content that's going to be coming out on for there as well. All the Marvel stuff, including Captain America, is going to be day one when it comes out. And I'm just like, you know what? Kudos for you, Disney. Like, your Disney Plus service, I'm all for it. Day one, I will get it. If there's a pre-buy special thing, I will do it. Because that's a really good deal, especially since I love
that's
Disney
like
stuff.
That's like a big punch in Netflix's face.
Yes!
Like, oh, you want to raise your prices, bitch? Oh, we're going to make ours half the price.
Seriously! Half! Like, holy.
You have all the good shit that people wanted to see on right. your service.
And I don't know if you heard about this, but this will fucking blow your mind. they are also going to have the Disney Vault films.
Oh, yes, I did hear about that.
Holy!
All of the Vault movies are open for business on the Disney Plus service. So that is, in itself, I mean...
Worth the price.
Absolutely. Like, I mean, even if it was just Vault movies.
Yes.
I'd pay it.
Yes! You can't find those movies anywhere.
No.
But now you can.
You can't buy them. Nope. You can't, you know, you can't. You just can't. They're in the Vault.
They're in the Vault. They're there. They're there forever.
That's nuts, man.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm definitely excited for that. And, I mean, considering that it's a streaming service, just Disney. I mean, Disney owns pretty much the world. So,
yes.
I mean, literally there's going to be such an amazing variety of things to see, whether it be TV shows, movies, you name it. I mean, I guarantee you it's going to be old stuff, new stuff, classic stuff, you know, stuff you've never seen before, new things
yes.
that they're creating just for the streaming service. Just like the Netflix originals, Hulu originals, you know, Amazon Prime original, Disney's going to come up with some shit that's going to be like, bitch, that's child's play. Let me show you how this shit is done.
Yeah, well, shit, they're doing it. The Mandalorian.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Holy.
So, I mean, hello. I mean, that's going to be amazing. So I can't wait. And then we've got freaking Avengers Endgame coming up with that in itself. I mean, hello. Disney's just on a fucking roll.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They are not stopping for anybody.
Nope.
So
they're like, we don't care. We're just going to shit
all
over.
So you got your tickets for Endgame, right?
I did. And I was so happy because where I work, it's a government facility. So I can't take in my phone. And coincidentally, okay, I had a break at 1 o'clock, so I went over to my locker, had to stroll along. It's like two miles from where I sit to where
uphill,
my fucking locker.
Yes,
literally. And they were like, they're going on sale, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta buy them. But then I get in line, and this is digitally, people. Okay, I'm on my phone, I'm looking through, and then there's like hour plus wait, and I'm like, fuck. My life. How am I going to do this? I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to have to get in trouble. I don't fucking care. If I told my wife, if I do not see Avengers Endgame before I go on my cruise, because I go on my cruise on the 28th, I will be so upset. I will not be happy because I know someone will fucking spoil it while we are on the cruise. So I'm like, we have to do it. I have to watch it. So I set a timer so that way an hour later I could... You know, run back to my locker to look at my phone. I look back and it says another 30 minutes. I was like, fuck. So I run back to my desk, wait another 30 minutes, run back to my locker. And as soon as I got there, it says, okay, you got 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm good. I can make this. I'm good to go. I go over there. Load in. I'm like, okay, everything's smooth. There's no glitches. There's no fucking errors. Like, I just waited an hour and a half and just pretty much almost got myself fired for no reason. And then it's like, which time do you want to do? I'm like, well, fuck, I just want a time. I just want to make sure that I can watch this thing. I don't care. So I'm like, 8 a.m. in the morning. Don't care. 8 a.m. All sold out. I was like, fuck. I was like, all right, well, how about at night? Okay, 8:30 at night, all sold out. I'm like, oh no, you gotta be fucking kidding me. I did not wait an hour and a half and noon. 5 seats available. I'm like, please, 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 just let good seats, good seats, good seats, good seats. Only two seats that were together, coincidentally at the end of the row, which worked out because my wife said if she was going to go, that she wanted an end seat. And I was like, okay, that's fine. I may not sit with you, but, you know, at least you get the end seat. But coincidentally, now we can watch it together. I'm like, okay, I'm just happy I'm going to watch it. It was an end seat. The other seats were scattered. There was like one all the way in the fucking front, one all the way over fucking Whoosville, and then one just like right by the, you know, the fucking like popcorn stain that's been there for like the last 2 years. So I was like, I was very happy that I got it. Now I can breathe easy. No one can take my ticket because they're assigned seats. I can get there. I'm fucking fine. And that's another good thing too. Because they're assigned seats, it's not like I have to get there like 5 hours before. I just have to get there 3 hours before so I can, you know, do my normal spiel. And it'll be good to go. But yes, I'm excited. You know, it's like a birthday kind of thing that I can go watch it. It's a movie I've been wanting to watch forever and it looks so good. So yeah, I got them. And I don't have to look at those disgusting eBay tickets online right now that are selling for like $10,000. Fucking gross. Can't stand
people
that.
People are actually buying those for that much money.
They will do it. Because they came, the tickets went on sale out of nowhere. Like I said, there was no way for me to know if the tickets went on sale if I didn't have that break. It's like it was meant to be. Because as soon as I went on break, they went on sale, and I was like, holy shit. If not, I would have never known. I would have, because I can't bring my phone in. We have no connection to the outside world. So we're just stuck in this facility.
Well, I'm glad that you finally got your tickets. I'm glad that you're going before your cruise, because we would want you guys to be stressed out about somebody spoiling it for you, because people do that.
Oh, God, yes.
But yeah, I'm definitely going to be going to see it at some point. I don't know when. Whenever I can get a hold of some tickets, we'll check it out.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if it's going to give me what I'm looking for, because like I said, the ending to everything always sucks for me. Like, ugh, I hate when things end, because it's like, it's built up so much, you know?
Yes.
So we'll see. I'm optimistic. I think it's going to be great. Disney never, you know, ceases to amaze me in anything they do. So I'm definitely going to see it. That's definitely going to be a huge movie. I know they've been smashing records left and right
as far as like pre-sales and everything like that. Yes.
So that is awesome. That just goes to show you how many people want to see this movie.
Yes.
So.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. All right. So one more thing before we head off. I know we've had a long episode today, but we just had to catch up on a lot of things to hold up, because next week, people, episode 44 is our live episode. That's right. That's right. You get to see our beautiful faces once again, but this time for a podcast. This is actually our year episode. And you're probably wondering, well, what's going to be so fucking special about this? It's my birthday, for one. So that's one thing. We're going to be doing it on Sunday on the 21st. Second thing, we're going to be doing giveaways. And you're probably like, oh, fuck, Spaniard, not fucking movie tickets again. We're so tired of that. We want, no, these are going to be different prizes. We're going to be giving them away live, and we will let you know what time we're going to do it. At this rate, it may be later on in the evening, but we want to make sure that you guys know. That way you can tune in on Facebook when we go live. You can stay tuned, and then we could do live drawings in your face. You could see what you're going to get. It's going to be a ton of fucking fun, and we have a special surprise, too, that we won't tell you about it just yet. But Tisa Bobis and I will be updating you. I will probably do a video by the end of the week once we get a little more details on what is. Do you have anything that you want to kind of, like, talk about, excited to release, something to say before we head out for a live episode or anything else, Tisa Bobisa?
Nope, just really excited to do that live episode. That has been a long time coming, and thank everybody again so much for all of your support and listening to us each and every episode. So thank you again for tuning in, and look forward to seeing you guys next week for the live feed.
Excellent. All right. Well, we want to thank everyone for listening to yet another episode of our Geek Out podcast. So again, I am Spaniard, also known as Eddie.
And I am Tisa Bobisa, also known as Tisa. Thanks again, guys. Always be yourself. Be true to who you are. Do what you love. And always don't forget to, that doesn't make any sense,
geek out! Woo! Oh, that was solid. We're back!
Contradicted myself.
I know, but you know what? We've been saying it for a year now, so it doesn't even matter. Who cares?
Always, never forget.
And always, 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 and then you go, always, 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 don't forget to. Gotta love it.